Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you, and welcome to this Word of Grace broadcast here on CJMQ. This program is brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church Sherbrooke, which gathers Sunday by Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at its premises at 256 Rue Queen Street. My name is Nigel Parker, and I'm the minister of the congregation, so I say welcome to you, whatever your church connection, and whether you have a church connection or not. Let's begin our reflection today with words from Psalm 104. We've been blessed in these autumn days with some wonderful sights and sounds on the wind and in the trees. Here's Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honour and majesty, wrapped in light as with a garment. You stretch out the heavens like a tent. You set the beams of your chambers on the waters. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, fire and flame your ministers. You set the earth on its foundations, so that it shall never be shaken. You cover it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Our first musical item.
Thank you.
Let us draw near to God in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, the psalmist and the song tell out of the wonder and the glory of the God whom we're bold to come close to this morning. We see upon the trees of the forest and the woods your glory festooned and decorated in bright shining colour of autumn hue, and all of it points to the splendour and the wonder of the God who made us. High and lifted up, nothing escapes your view, that though you be holy and majestic in your person, yet Jesus taught us that you even know when a sparrow falls from a tree, and you tend to the flowers of the field as if each one of us was irreplaceable. How much more are we, all humankind, the work of your hands and the apple of your eye? This is wonderful for us to know, even though it's difficult for us to comprehend, that the mighty God who made the world loves each one of us tenderly and individually, especially when we know ourselves to be far from perfect. Yet because of Jesus, you look past our faults to our potential. You show us mercy rather than condemn us. You express interest in what we can be rather than what we have been. You grant us a word of grace upon grace. Thank you. Thank you that in Jesus there is no condemnation for those who believe. So touch our hearts now, we pray. Meet with us in with words that we share, in the prayers that we pray, and in the music that we listen to. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. So how was your Thanksgiving meal last weekend? How many people came? Who came? Did you observe all the COVID protocols? Of course, one question I could ask is, what did you do with the turkey wishbone? And for some people, the best thing about having turkey or chicken for dinner is the wishbone. After you finish eating, two people each hold one side of the wishbone, close their eyes and make a wish. They pull on the wishbone until it breaks apart, and the one who gets the biggest piece is supposed to have his or her wish come true. We've all done it, and if not on wishbones, then certainly on birthday cake candles. I wish, I wish, I wish. Sometimes we make a wish without thinking about what would happen if our wish really came true. Or as adults, we might say a chastening word to some youngster saying, be careful what you wish for, you might just get it. In other words, if you get things that you desire, there may be unforeseen and unpleasant consequences. In our Bible reading, we're going to meet two disciples who had a wish to ask of Jesus. But first, a musical item.
I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling
tells me I am his own, and the joy we share.
day in the garden with him. Though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go to the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. None other has ever.
Our reading then from Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 35. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" And they replied, "We are able." And then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be the first amongst you must be the slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom." If you did have folks over for the Thanksgiving meal, I wonder how you set the places. Was it everyone in their own place, maybe as some households do? Maybe there was a separate table for the children. When I visit homes in my ministry and I'm invited to take a seat, I always try and ask where is my host's usual seat so that I don't take that one by mistake. You have to admit that James and John, the friends of Jesus, thought a lot about their place in serving the Lord Jesus. They wanted, they wished, they wished, they wished places of honour in the kingdom of God. The best places, come without coming to grips with the hardship that follows everyone who gives their lives to Jesus. These two disciples had nicknames, Sons of Thunder, meaning they were quick to blow up, to throw their weight around. They were blatant examples of self-exaltation, which unchecked would have led to the darkest of ends. They wished for a place of high honour. We can all think far too highly of ourselves and often get on our respective high horse, making the mistake of looking down on everyone else and believing that we're more important to the cause that we're committed to than other people. We get ourselves out of place and put other people out of place. The disciples and all who would surrender their lives to the lordship and saving grace of Jesus over the centuries would experience not glamour but grief, and not power but persecution. In our gospel reading from Mark, we've heard an argument about place, the right-hand place and the left-hand place, and we think that James and John got it wrong, but it was the same argument the rest of the friends of Jesus were having. It's just that James and John got in there first. But Jesus' words are so true, aren't they? From Alexander the Great to Caesar Augustus, everybody who wanted to rule the world, or even just their own little bit of the world, lord it over other people and tyrannize them, manipulate them and exploit them. whether it's an overbearing boss or work at work, or whether it's some bickering woman who keeps the home in a particular way. We like to build our empires and our spheres of control and place ourselves at the centre. It's the kind of attitude that leads to the abuse of creation, for example, and the pollution of the environment that we're having to wrestle with so much in these days. It's what we as human beings like to do, to place ourselves at the centre and to place ourselves above others. But Jesus is on his way to his cross, and the only guarantee he can give us is that if they follow him, they will drink his cup of suffering and share his baptism of death. And this prompts Jesus just to say how different, how revolutionarily different is his way compared with their way, his community, compared with the society that as they know it then and as we know it now. God's kingdom is in contrast to the empires of this world that can be both so greatly admired and so terribly feared. "It is not so among you," said Jesus, "but whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be the slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus puts them in their place. But there's more to say about being put in a place. But first, another musical item. Jesus said, "But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be the slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus put James and John in their place, but in so doing, he told them something about Jesus' own place. Jesus knew his place was the cross. Jesus gave his life as a ransom for many. He knew that there was a place for him, and it was on the cross. In fact, we might say he took our place. His cross was our place, and he took it for us. Across the churches, we'll understand that in different ways, but we all recognize that the death of Jesus is the key to understanding Jesus. He knew the destiny of his life and the purpose of his being, that at the last it was to take his place on the cross. A follower of Jesus, the Apostle Paul said, "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." That passage speaks about how God the Father made Jesus to be treated as if he were sin itself, even though he never sinned, that we who are sinners might become as righteous and as pure as Jesus. This passage is known amongst the Reformers as a wonderful exchange because it teaches that Jesus gave up his righteousness in exchange for our sin. When I arrived at Montreal Airport some 3-4 months ago, there were money exchange booths all around the place. You could swap your British sterling money for Canadian dollars. And the way the market set meant that there was somebody who would benefit from the deal, generally the banks and the dealers. But Jesus made a wonderful exchange, and we are the ones who profit. Jesus swapped places with us. He took our place in the place of God-forsakenness, and we are the ones who benefit. How do we benefit? Because Jesus goes to prepare a place for us. He said to his friends around a meal, not unlike a Thanksgiving meal that we've just shared, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms, and if that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." I'm impressed by the number of folks in the eastern townships who have built their own home. The forebears found a piece of land and they set to build their own home, to prepare a place for their future. And round the corner from me is a new house being built in kit form. It's been preformed, prefabricated in a factory, prepared for the owner, and now constructed on site to become a place prepared. As selfish human beings, we like to be in the places of highest honour, even if it destroys relationships and well-being around us. Jesus took our place of judgment on the cross, dying to bring us life, going to the grave that we might taste resurrection. All this so that we can come to the place prepared for us, a dwelling in glory. In the meantime, let's take up our rightful place. In Jesus, we see this over and over again. "I came not to be served, but to serve," he says, and not to be noticed for serving, he might have added. Because primarily his serving is about enabling others people to shine, enabling others to discover their gifts and bring them to center stage. How about that in your church, your family, your community in these days? Who can you bring to center stage? Who can you help shine? Who can you lift up at the same time as demoting yourself? We turn to God in prayer. We give you thanks and praise, Lord, because you alone know the secrets of the universe and you alone know who is to be honored in glory. Your creative power is beyond our comprehension and your purposes in the world can only be glimpsed. but you've come amongst us in your Son, Jesus the Christ. He came as a servant of all and laboured and prayed with us, of all who are held hostage and enslaved to sin and death. We bring our broken world and our broken lives, yes, even our broken churches before you. Where there is contention, bring cooperation. Where there's unhealthy competition, usher in collaboration. Where there's false accusation, let there be truth. Even when differing in opinion from one another, may we do so with mutual respect. And this is our prayer for our lives. We're aware, Lord, of ways in which we can exalt ourselves in such a way as demeans other people, that other people are damaged by our desire for more and more goods, more and more power, more and more wealth. And we see that in the catastrophe of environmental change. Lord, make us wise to become servants. Help us find our place in the world in a way that builds people up, is respectful of resources, and makes the most of people's gifts. Draw very close to all whose burden is heavy. Continue in them the process of healing that will have begun, and which we hope will accelerate. May physical rest and peace of mind be the experience of those in need, now and in the days of the to come. And we bring to you our own needs and those of others. Lord, in your love for humankind, reach out to everyone who needs a deep touch from your healing hand this day. Hear and answer us according to your mercy, Heavenly Father, and glorify your name in our midst. We thank you in Jesus' name, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.